Wichita and Sedgwick County are situated at the crossroads of America. There's easy access to major highways that can quickly take people across state lines. This location makes South Central Kansas a prime spot for domestic minor sex trafficking, known as DMST, which is the buying and selling of children and youth for sexual purposes.
Wichita, Kansas, we are an originating city, we're an originating state, meaning that perpetrators, traffickers, tend to come here and get our young people and take them elsewhere.
That's Wichita State University Assistant Professor of Social Work, Karen Countryman Rosworm. She's been working with runaway and homeless youth in Wichita for the past 15 years. She says youth who are lured into sex trafficking often come from homes plagued by economic hardship, domestic violence, and drug abuse. They run away from home or are homeless, and pimps offer them a sense of protection, albeit a false one.
I think every young person, every little boy, every little girl across the world wants one person who's absolutely crazy about them and who loves them unconditionally and who keeps them safe and who protects them and provides their basic needs. And unfortunately, we have so many young people, even right here in our city, that that's not occurring.
Countryman Rosworm says when you think about it, it's almost easy to see how it happens.
And of course, when you have nothing, like so many of these young people, they have nothing. They have absolutely no one to turn to. It makes sense that they would then say yes to somebody who will perpetrate against them.
Though these youth may feel like there isn't anyone to turn to, Wichita does have something. Street Outreach Services, SOS. A program led by the Wichita Children's Home. Multiple nights a week, street outreach workers canvass the streets in a van, looking for youth who may be homeless, runaways, or just in need. They carry supplies like socks and sleeping bags in the trunk. Tonight, outreach workers Jess, Martha, and Rondell start with a planning session in a downtown parking lot.
How did it go at the hotels on Wednesday? Do we need to finish those?
We did the one south that we didn't hit.
East
and
south.
Then we did west.
Oh, what side of it?
Catalog.
At almost every stop they make, Jess, Martha, and Rondell hand out or leave a stack of their cards to let youth know there is help and how to find it.
My turn?
Go for it.
They take turns running into hotel lobbies on South Broadway, leaving behind cards for any youth that might be in trouble.
They had only like 10, 15 cards, and they didn't have a card holder. I put the stack of 50 and a cardboard.
Wichita Children's Home CEO Sarah Robinson says Street Outreach Services plays a large part in keeping Wichita youth out of dangerous situations like sex trafficking.
Last year we did more than 200 rescues, meaning that we actually took those children to a safer place, either back home or to a shelter, or it might have been that the children were brought to the children's home.
Getting kids off the street, she says, is the first step in preventing sex trafficking. It's become a buzzword in recent years, sex trafficking, drawing national attention through media coverage and campaigns. And while awareness is great for any city, a lot of initiatives focus on survivors. But as an origination city, says Dr. Countryman Rosworm, Wichita has different needs.
If we really care about domestic minor sex trafficking, if we really care about human trafficking, then we're going to deal with these other issues that maybe aren't quite as sexy, like involving the minority populations in conversations and making a space for them at the table of different professional careers in our education programs.
Wichita's youth, she says, will continue to be trafficked as long as young people in our city feel like they don't have any other options. For KMUW News, I'm Brianna O'Higgins.